And time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appland Public Library. Of course, Cindy's the head librarian over there. And how long have you been there, Cindy, at the Appland Library?
Well, you know, I started as a one-year-old, so.
You've been there a while, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been here a while, but I do have a funny story. You know, we're looking for someone, so if anybody, you know, is looking for a part-time job, get a hold of us. So I have this sign posted right on our circulation desk, and it says, pay grade 3, you know, which means nothing to anybody unless you actually saw the scale. Well, some child came in and said, wow, you only have to be a third grader to work at the library? So maybe I wasn't one, but maybe I was a third grader. I don't know. I think that's pretty funny.
It is. That's real funny.
I think so, too. So it might take a little more than that.
That's
but
right.
Yes, I've been here a very long time, and and I think they're stuck with me because I'm just not ready to go anywhere.
Well, you're making a big transition here, I'm guessing, in the next year or two, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
How's it coming along?
Well, it's coming along. I mean, there's a construction crew that's been hired and everything, and I know they had a little auction to get rid of some of the stuff that was in the 52 wing. So it's moving along, but not fast enough for me because I'm too excited about it, and I hope the public is too because, oh, all the things we'll be able to do in that new space. Who knows? I might have to do, you know, I don't know. Might have to work for the rest of my life there, huh?
It'll be really different for you.
Yeah, all the cool things because all that space and all the wonderful things we have planned. So I'm very excited about it, and I hope the public is too because it really opens up so many possibilities. So
right.
Exciting.
Good, good. Well, what's happening at the Appland Public Library, Cindy?
Well, this week, 4th of July week, you know, we were closed on the 4th, but every Wednesday we always have an activity going on. And so this Wednesday, we will be having a game day. And that will be Wednesday the 6th. We'll have a game day with lots of fun. We'll have food, hot dogs, all sorts of cool games and things to play. And it's you know, open to summer readers and people who are excited about playing games. And so that's the excitement that we have this week. Plus, also on Tuesday night, or tonight, I should say, at 5:30, we have our preschool story time as well. And it's all about flowers is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking flowers, reading flowers, doing flower crafts, doing flowers, flowers, flowers. And so we hope that preschool families are able to come to that event, too. And that is Tuesday, July 5th at 5:30 p.m. and stuff. So that's tonight. And then, like I said, on Wednesday we have game day. And then next week, we have a couple more activities coming up, too. Unfortunately, Steve Sterwood is not able to be here the first Wednesday of July, but he will be here on the third Wednesday, which is the 20th. So keep that in mind if you have any tech questions and things like that. And then also we've got a big activity, a critter activity, a Build-A-Critter activity, and that's for summer readers that are registered for the summer reading program. And the earliest people can register for this program, this particular activity, would be on the 6th of July. And so, yeah, so just different wild, crazy things going on. We have lots of kids, lots of activities. Lots of people popping in, and we're super excited about it all.
Good. All right. Let's find out what people are reading around the country.
Well, new nonfiction, there's only one new nonfiction book to kind of talk about, and it's called An Immense World by Ed Yong. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning science writer, explains the sensory perceptions and ways of communication used by a variety of animals. You think about it. If you have a dog or cat.
Nope, I do not.
Well, have you ever had a dog or cat?
Oh, yes. Yep.
So if you have ever had a dog or cat or a pet of any sort, there is just a certain kind of way that they are able to communicate with you. And you understand them. It's just kind of different. And so this book kind of covers some of that. Very interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Also new in hardcover fiction is Riley Sager has a new book out called The House Across the Lake. It's about an actress escaping bad press, goes to Vermont Lake House, and uncovers secrets within a neighboring couple's marriage. James Patterson and David Ellis have the third book in a series, Bill Harney Thriller Series. It's got a detective going after a crime boss and a prison escape artist. So high action, I imagine, in that one, too. Also new is The Lies I Tell by Julie Clark. It's a woman hoping to take down a con artist finds that her assumptions about her begin to fall apart in the process. So maybe something is not as it seems. So lots of new things always popping up here at the Appleton Public Library. And if you've got a favorite author that you're interested in seeing if they have a book or if you need a book suggestion, we are all readers here, so we've always got lots of suggestions.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway.
Yeah. How's the book club going?
Oh, book club is going great. In fact, our book club pick this month is, let me look here.
When do you meet for book club again?
Oh, we meet on the last Monday of every month at 5 o'clock. And so the next time we're going to meet is July 25th at 5 p.m., and then what we do is we meet and we discuss the book, and I tell you, it's lots of fun. And this month's book is called The Turn of the Key by Ruth Ware.
Mm.
And so if you're interested, we always love to have new people join us. It's always lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop on down or give us a call, and we'll order a copy of the book for you. And you can just pop in and join us on Monday, July 25th at 5 o'clock.
All right.
So, yeah, we still have our book club. We have Steve Sarud popping in and out still in July. He'll be taking the month of August off. So if you do need some help, you may want to make sure to schedule a time or stop on down on the 20th to meet with him.
All right. And where's the Appleton Library located, and how can people get a hold of you and when you're open?
The library is located in the Appleton Civic Center. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good. Cindy, thank you, and you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, too.
That's Cindy Henricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.